I walked with difficulty to the hall, as I was feeling very drunk with the wine. It was still too dark to see clearly, but I could just see the shape of a young man. He was as tall as I was, and was wearing the same clothes as myself. I could not see his face. He came up to me and whispered the words, "William Wilson," in my ear. I knew the voice at once. It was impossible to mistake it. Those two words were enough to fill me with fear. Before I could look into his face, he had disappeared. The meeting only lasted a few seconds, but for some weeks I could not forget it. I thought of it all the time. Who and what was this William Wilson? Where did he come from? What did he want from me? My question stayed unanswered, but I did discover one thing. I learnt that William Wilson had left my last school on the same day that I myself had run away from it. Soon I forgot about him again, and not long afterwards I went up to Oxford University. My parents were not sensible people, and they always gave me a lot of money. I was able to live a fashionable, expensive life, and to choose as my friends the sons of the richest families of England. There was nothing at all to stop me now. I spent my money wildly, and passed my days and nights in dangerous and exciting pleasures. At Oxford, I spent a lot of my time gambling. I became, in fact, a most clever and successful gambler. No better than a thief. I played cards in order to win money from the other students, and become even richer. Of course, I was careful to play only with students who were bad at playing cards. In this way, I could be sure of winning every time. My friends were not clever enough to see what I was doing.